Today we'll be beginning Simon Pei Dalet. The title of the Simon is Im Mutter Likros BaMerchatz, whether one is permitted to recite Shema in a bathhouse. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Merchatz Chadosh LeRochatz Sibo Mutter Likros Bo. If you have a new bathhouse that's never been used, one is permitted to recite Shema in it. Uviyashan, but in an old bathhouse, it depends. Babayas Hachitzon Shekola Omdin Shon Levushim Mutter. If you're in the outer room before people get undressed, then you're allowed to say Shema. Uva Emtsay Shekatzasa Omdin Shon Levushim Uktzasa Rumim. When you're in the middle room where some people are dressed and some are not, in the changing room. So then Yesham She'ila Shalom Avalo Kriya Shema Usfila. You can greet a person, but you're not allowed to say Shema or Shemon Esrei. And the Rama says Umutar Lahar Her Shema Divrei Torah. One can think about Torah in the changing room. Vapanimi Shakulam Omdim Shema Rumim Afilu She'ila Shalom Aser Vaser Lanos Amen Beve Samercha. So when you're in the actual bathhouse where everyone is naked, so then you're not allowed to even to greet someone, and the Rama says you're not allowed to respond amen to a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah tells us shelo rachatzu pirish afilu pam echad, even if it's only been used once. The irachatzu two havile kemerchatz yashan lecholdina v'meacher dahayibo hazmana umaisa. Once it's been used once, it has the full fledged status of a bathhouse. Mutter likros. Bathrooms are different. Namely, it's also to say Shema in a bathroom with mere designation, even before it's been used, because it's considered to be more putrid than a bathhouse. Some say that even if right now in the changing room has no one in it, or everyone there is clothed, we still treat it as if there are some people there who are naked, and therefore it would be problematic to recite Shema or Shemot Esrei. However, v'yesh mekilim bazeh, but others are mekil, ula divreihem, b'cheder shedarsham habalan uvnei adam, omdim shem gam kein arumim, shari lomar divrei Torah v'kiddush utfila be'in shem adam. Therefore, in the room where the bathhouse attendants stay, and there are sometimes people there who are naked, so we will be permitted to say, to speak words of Torah, to say kiddush, Shemot Esrei, when there's no one around. That's all for the middle room, for the changing room. But the actual the inner room where the bathhouse is, shakulam omdim shama room and verochatz shem, where everyone is naked and bathing, who most feil luchuli amadino kebeis akise v'yaser afilu eim shamadim. Everyone agrees that has the abomination level of a bathroom, and even if there's no one there at the moment, you're not allowed to say shema. V'afilu eisadarko shal oso hamerchatz lirchotz bo rak b'yemos achama uvimei hachoref usagur. Even if the bathhouse is only open in the summertime and closed in the winter, even in the wintertime, it would have the status of a bathhouse because it's still called a bathhouse, and you would not be allowed to say Shema. But if you did something to physically alter the bathhouse, then if you made it into a living space for half the year, then you could put up a mezuzah, you could make brachos, you could say Shema, Shemon Esrei, etc. Avalovachin kol brachos for divrei sora asr sham. You're not allowed to make brachos or learn Torah. Umashma midivrei atas divdi avarim birich sham ein uchozer umevarich v'chin mekriyah Shema ein uchozer v'korei afim haya nimtza sham azadim arom babayis haimtzai. Ach ba'ofen shalo amad negdo be'isa kriyah ukegon shehechazir panu v'gufo mimenu. The lavachi chozer v'korei mitam shekara neged erva. The Taz says that b'diavad, if you recited Shema in the changing room, even if there were people there who were naked, b'diavad you would not have to repeat Shema or repeat brachos, provided that you weren't looking at the person, because then obviously you cannot recite Shema in front of Erva. You have to either turn your face away, or you would have to make sure that you're not in front of the person when you're saying Shema. Ule'inyin beis ha'tfila masakataz, when it comes to a mikvah, t'choldino b'vayis emtsoy shalmerchat ze'in levarich sham shum bracha, where the entire mikvah building has the status of the changing room of a bathhouse, and therefore you cannot recite a bracha. Rak birkas ha'tfila she'achriches sham k'diavad hi'chashuv, with the obvious exception of the bracha of tevila, because you don't have a choice. That bracha you have to make, so we treat that kilu b'diavad, and therefore you obviously recite that in the mikvah. That's if the one making the bracha is not naked, and there's no one naked standing around them. In which case, it will be a problem because of erva unless he turns his face away. The same is true for a woman making a bracha before going into the mikvah. The Prima Gundam suggests that the woman actually recites the bracha once she's already in the water, and that she kicks up the dirt and muddies up the dirt in the mikvah, so that this way it's not her limbs are not visible. The reason is in the water, we wouldn't necessarily treat it like the changing room of a bathhouse. And therefore, you would not have to. Therefore, you would not have to repeat the bracha. Uparshit the gam sham tzricha beisa bracha lahachazir paneha vegufa minashem haarumo sa haomdosham beisa tila kedemuchach leel besemenai tesis beisa yancham. Obviously, even when you're in the mikveh itself, you're going to have to ensure that you turn your face away from other women there who are naked. There is no one naked. The Taz says you cannot recite any other bracha there, obviously with the exception of the bracha on Tevila. So according to those who are machmi regarding not making brachos in the changing room, but the Magen Avram and the Birkei Yosef are makil, because if there's no one there, then it's not such a big deal. We call makom efshar lomer dein bazua ma v'havla kol kach kimo b'merchat. So some want to argue that if you have a heated mikvah, so there's also a lot of steam and it can get disgusting. But on the other hand, it's not as disgusting as a bathhouse. V'hani mikvos ha'omdim b'merchatz gufayu, b'merchatz v'aday asur l'varech shom birkas etfila, b'afilu b'mayim tzarechiyun, d'yesh lomar havla d'merchatz nefishu v'mayim nami asur. So if you have a mikvah in the same area as a bathhouse, so some want to argue that even in the water itself, it will be problematic to make the bracha. L'har hersham, v'afilu neged anashim arumim, to hear her neged erva in esur. There's no issue of the maharher words of Torah in front of erva. Afilu she'ela shalom, asur ki shalom hu shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ne'amar v'yikrol Hashem Shalom. Hashem's name is Shalom. V'hu adin sha'aser liten shalom lachaveru b'mevos hamitunafos. The choldino kivayas apanimi, and therefore one is also not permitted to greet his friend with Hashem's name in a dirty alleyway. V'adam sheshmo Shalom. Let's say you have a person whose name is Shalom. Yesh osur mevos hamerchat the krosu b'shmo ela b'lashon la. Some say you can only refer to his name in a bathhouse with in a foreign language. In other words, not by his Hebrew name. V'yesh matir. Another say it's matir. Kevin she'enu miskavin al inyan Shalom elul haskoras shmo shalom. So Adam. Adam. Some are mikel because you're only intending to call the person and not to say Hashem's name. So when it comes to the Rabbanans, we tend to be mikel. However, but if you're a Yerei Shemayim, you should be machmir because many Achronim think it's a problem. You should basically change the name around. You should say Shalom or Shalon. So also, if you're writing a letter to someone whose name is Shalom, you should write Shalim instead of Shalom, so this way they could throw out the letter later on. Regarding a person who recites a bracha, let's say in one of the outer chambers, it's mutter to answer Amen when you're in the changing room, let's say, but not in the actual bathhouse. If one asks you a halakhic question, when, let's say, for example, inside of the bathhouse, you're not allowed to say in meshivin b'merchatz, that I cannot respond to you because we're in a bathhouse, for that's actually a halakha, so you're not allowed to do that. And you also, if a person greets you, you also can't say in meshivin b'merchatz, but you can say, This is a bathhouse. He should be able to figure out that he shouldn't be talking words of Torah. But if you're in the bayis ha'im tzai, if you're in the changing room, then you can say aim eshivin b'merchatz. However, v'yesh machmirin gam b'vayis ha'im tzai b'zeh. But some are even machmir for the changing room that you shouldn't say aim eshivin b'merchatz. Rakim yesh bo mishum darchei shalom b'ter lomar b'lashon zeh. Unless it would be a problem of darchei shalom and the person would feel offended. Ein lishtos b'vayis ha'merchatz. One is not allowed to drink in the bathhouse. Ki alo asur levarich shem, because you can't make bracha. So b'li bracha ein lishtos, and obviously you can't drink without a bracha. Misha wrote a list. So if one wants to drink, so masik b'frim agadim sheyivarich b'bayis achitzon or b'chadar habalan b'shash in sham b'nei adam arumim o sheyikanis b'vayis atzila b'mayim ad l'malame or vaso v'gam yechas arosho v'yivarich v'yishter sham ma'ar al menas lishtos b'merchatz v'hu sheyiyesham hachadarim b'vayis achad toch b'yis hamerchatz halavarich chutz l'merchatz klal aser. So if a person wants to drink in the bathhouse, they basically have to make sure that they make a bracha in a place where there's no one standing, where there's no one naked around at the moment, and then they can have have in mind that the bracha should cover them when they go into the actual bathhouse. You obviously can't make the bracha in the changing room and then only start drinking in the bathhouse, because that will be a hefsek. So there's no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah on the inner part of the bathhouse or any part where there are people standing around naked. So the bathhouse attendant's room is chayev in a mezuzah, but because there are people who are naked walking around there, you have to make sure to cover it up. So if you have either a place where you tan hides, or a place where you make mead, you make this honey beer or this honey alcoholic beverage. So those places are chayiv and mezuzah. In other words, if they're used as bathhouses a few times a year, they're chayiv and mezuzah. But some say you should cover it and you could daven there. If you have a house where you make baths for bathing, so the Achronim say that as the status of the actual base Amirchatz, because there's a lot of heat and filth in there. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Siman Pei Hei tomorrow.